Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit would be with us here, that you'd guide and direct in the material presented, that it might be of such a nature as to inspire and motivate us to dig deeper into your word, that we might fully comprehend these great truths, and that we might bring them into our experience and be about our business of warning those around us that know not of these things. You have told us we have many things to learn, but many, many things to unlearn, and we ask that you would touch our hearts as we approach subjects that we need to rethink and restudy that may have been previously misunderstood by us. We need your help desperately. It's obvious that the end is near, and we want to understand our purpose and our role here at the end based upon your prophetic word. So please be with us now in this study, that this might be one part of that piece of information that you have for us to prepare us for these times. In Jesus' name, amen. This is part six of our presentation on Daniel's last three chapters, chapters 10 through 12. And we ran out of time in our last presentation as we were attempting to tie in the testimony of Mary and the worship of Mary in Catholicism as identified in verses 38 and 39. And in Adventism, there have been those that have identified these verses as that very thing, but very few, if any, that I've seen have taken the information about the role of Mary in the prophetic scenario and taken it on into verse 40. And that's what we were beginning to do when time slipped away in our last presentation, so we intend to go back and visit that thought before we continue on in our study. I want to begin with a quote from the book The Greatest of Prophets by George Price. This is from page 309-310. It says this, let's see, begin here. "But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces," Daniel 11:38, "or the God of fortresses," Revised Standard Version. "In his place" means in his official position as leader of the people. The God of fortresses is an expression which has been shown by Sir Isaac Newton, Mosheim, and E.B. Eliot to refer to the saints with their relics and images, which the Roman Catholic Church has from its earliest days regarded with worshipful reverence as the